Welcome to Lisa Berrigan's Tea Time with the Beatles Fans, where Lisa invites other diehard Beatles fans over for tea and a discussion of the greatest band there ever was, the Beatles.
And having a cup of tea with my special guest, Charles Rosnay of Liverpool Productions, who has put together an incredible event to celebrate what would have been John Lennon's 80th birthday on October 9th. Now, I first met Charles back in 2015 at International Beatle Week in Liverpool. Charles puts together all kinds of trips for Beatles fans, these magical history tours, plus he's done fan expos and Beatles conventions. Here we talk about remembering John Lennon. And Charles, you're hosting an event, Remember Lennon, Imagine 80, held virtually worldwide on Friday night, October 9th, 7 o'clock Eastern. Tell us about the event.
Well, originally it was a live event. We'd done a similar show in 2010 and 2015 in a theater in Connecticut and thought, well, of course, the 80th birthday, we'll do the same. 14 months ago, booked the location, lined up the entertainment, started promoting. We've had it online for about a year, but of course, COVID hit. So over a month ago, we decided we have to go on a stream for it. So it can still happen, but virtually. And the great thing about it now is it's not just people on the East Coast. Someone, you know, from everywhere in the world can actually tune in and celebrate John's birthday with us as part of this event.
That's awesome. So what's going to be special about this event?
Well, aside from the fact that we've got an amazing John Lennon show with a personator who looks like him, sounds like him, Scott Arch from Beatlemania Now, that's an amazing recreation of John, and that this show represents what might have been, you know, Paul tours, Ringo tours. If John was with us, would he still be touring? Would he do any special concerts? We don't know. But this is that imagine if he was still around, what songs he would do. Some Beatles stuff, some, you know, psychedelic stuff, some solo stuff, and, you know, 2 hours worth, we've got that. But what makes it special, getting back to your original question, is we've also got all these great celebrities, friends of the Beatles, rock and rollers, who are sending in their birthday wishes, their hello to the fans on John's birthday. People like Tommy James, Mary Wilson from the Supremes, Billy J. Kramer, Leon Wilds, who was John's immigration attorney, Ruth McCartney, Angie McCartney. It's just on and on and on. Just a lot of great people have come through to just to send the wishes. So that's going to begin the show. And then when the band does a costume change in the middle, we'll insert it as the middle. So people are going to get some exclusive, not interviews, but hellos from all these great people.
Fantastic. So in addition to all those celebrity birthday wishes, you're doing this John Lennon fantasy concert. Now, I hear you're going to be doing some songs that John himself never performed live. Can you talk about some of those songs that people are going to get to hear?
Well, yeah, I mean, when we see all, you know, the great Beatle tribute bands, we're hearing a lot of songs that the Beatles never did live. So it's not such a stretch that if there's a Lennon show and it's a fantasy show, imagine if, that we'd be hearing stuff from Double Fantasy and Milk and Honey and, you know, all solo stuff that he probably never did, along with Beatle tracks that he never did. So there's going to be the ones that you expect, the ones that are given, the one that if I saw Lennon, this is what I'd want to hear, and then a lot of surprises. But yeah, a bunch of those songs John Lennon never did live, and that what makes it even more special.
Well, give us at least one song that people are going to be able to see perform live that John himself never did live.
Starting Over is a perfect example.
Cool.
You know, it just so much symbolizes his comeback and, you know, when he was, you know, back on the scene, and such a special song for so many that unfortunately he could never have toured and never got a chance to do live. That's just one example.
We're talking about Remember Lennon, Imagine 80, this John Lennon celebration for his what would have been his 80th birthday, which is going to be held virtually worldwide on Friday night, October 9th, 7 o'clock Eastern. Charles, how can people get tickets for this event?
The website for the event has the tickets link, and it's www.rememberlennon.com. And if there's something else that they have to do at 7 o'clock, they can order the stream, they can input the code, and they can actually watch it later. They can watch it the next day. They could pause it. It's really special the way that it's set up. I don't understand the technology, but it's really amazing. You can watch it if you want straight through and then watch it again. The great thing is that it's virtual and you can watch it in your home. And I'm just so excited that we're getting international response. People on the West Coast, you know, Middle America, all over the world are going to be tuning in. It's very exciting.
So really, people can do this on demand?
I guess so. I never thought of that, but it's on demand. It's actually going to, you know, air at its time at 7 o'clock, October 9th, for John's birthday. So hopefully most of the people will be watching it. It'll be a worldwide, global, communal viewing event. But yeah, exactly. They can watch it at a later time. It's not a problem.
Charles, what do you love about John Lennon?
Oh, my gosh. What don't I love about John Lennon? You know, the four guys have meant the world to me. You know, they've paved the way for all the things I've done in my life. You know, I produced Beatle conventions and Beatle festivals since 1977. I published Good Day Sunshine, the Beatles magazine, for over 20 years. I still do the Beatle tours to Liverpool every August, and this was the first time since 83 that we didn't do it because of COVID. And fans know that we're at www.liverpooltours.com. But, you know, John spoke for a generation, and just, you know, everything about what he stood for and his platforms and his music, but it's the music above all. You know, take away the politics, take away the peace, take away everything else. The humor, the X factor, it's the music, and the music it will live on forever.
Well, Charles, you mentioned Liverpool. I think that's where we first met at, I think, Convention Day at International Beatle Week, and you have your booth there for Liverpool Productions. I'm sorry that, you know, none of us were able to do Beatle Week this year. Do you think you're going to be doing a tour next year, and will that tour perhaps encompass some other Beatles cities? I know you've done Hamburg before, and you've done other cities, and it's great how you gather Beatles fans and do this international travel. Can you talk about some of the tours you've done in the past and maybe what we have to look forward to in 2021 or 2022 and beyond?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. So every few years we do Hamburg, we do Amsterdam, we've done Scotland, you know, we do an add-on city. When on the years that we have a lot of people who are returning, so if someone has done London and Liverpool, even if they come again, it's going to be, you know, totally different with concerts and with the events and Beatle Week and all that. But for their sake, I usually want to add a new town to the mix. So we might be going to Rome. We might be going to Paris. There's a bunch of cities that we've discussed. It really depends on the makeup of the group. And then again, if there's over 100 who go on the trip, we'll book a recording session at Abbey Road Studios, and we'll go in there and, you know, actually record as an artist, as a group at Abbey Road. So some of the times that I plan the trips, we know what the basics are going to be. We know we're going to Strawberry Fields, Penny Lane, Abbey Road, you know, all the staples. But depending on the complexion of the group, that sometimes determines if we add another city before or if we actually do a recording session at Abbey Road Studios. But I mean, God willing, hopefully this will be over and we'll be able to travel as a group and life will be back to normal. Strange days indeed. Hopefully Beatle Week next year goes on and Beatle fans from all over the world will converge on Liverpool like we've done every year to share the Beatleness.
Well, I don't think there's anybody more fun to hang out with than Beatles fans.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you know, people talk about conventions and they're great and the festivals are great, but the ultimate fan experience is jumping on a plane with 50 fellow fans. You know, the anticipation, the London, which is one of the greatest, you know, cities in the world, is only the hors d'oeuvre. It's only the, you know, the precursor to going to Liverpool. And then it's just the ultimate. You're not there with just the 50 who you've come over with from the States, from North America, but you're there with, my gosh, literally hundreds of thousands of fans from all over the world who have the same love of the Beatles, the same share of the music. And, you know, you're walking down the street and you're seeing brethren and sisters who share that same love. And music is pouring out of every pub. There's nothing like it. I hear all the time, oh, it's on my bucket list. You know, someday I'll go. Someday's got to be now. We don't know what the world is like. Yep. We want everyone to join us when they can. You know, it's a lesson learned here. And back in 1991, we did a Beatles tour to Japan. We went to see George Harrison. He did three shows in Japan. And people said today, and they said it the year after and always, if we knew, we would have gone.
Right.
You never know. You never know. So when there's an opportunity to see Paul, to see Ringo again, do it. See your favorite stars. You just never know.
Charles, we all come to our Beatles fandom in a different way. I want to ask you, how did you first get into the Beatles?
Gosh, well, my first memory in life was this little pipsqueak living in the Bronx, and we watched the Ed Sullivan Show, of course, and my first memory in life is seeing the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and then the next week I had a ukulele in my hand and a Beatles wig, and I was jumping around lip-syncing before the word lip-syncing. This little chubby kid from New York was just jumping around trying to be Paul and trying to be George and John and Ringo all mixed into one. And, you know, I said to them, oh, Mommy, I want to be a Beatle. Well, you couldn't be a Beatle. There was no classes. That wasn't, you know, that wasn't a thing. But I guess I was I've done the next best thing. You know, sure, I grew up being a Beatles fan all my life, but I was able to turn that into, you know, my passion, into my love, and into a hobby. You know, it just so brings me such joy, how much joy I've been able to share with so many fans on all the great things we've done through the years.
We've been speaking with Charles Rosenay from Liverpool Productions, who is putting on this fabulous John Lennon 80th birthday event, Remember Lennon, Imagine 80. Now it's being held virtually worldwide, Friday night, October 9th, 7 o'clock Eastern. Give us some final information on this, Charles, how we can get tickets, where we can find out more, all of that.
Well, it's going to be an amazing show with Scott Arch from Beatlemania now recreating what may have been a show that John Lennon theoretically or in fantasy or imagine if would have done. It's a combination of music from early Beatle days, Mop Tops, right through middle age, touring years, psychedelia into solo years, and fans can enjoy that, plus all the celebrity messages. And it's not just, you know, the rock stars I mentioned earlier, it's people who were involved with the Beatles and John, like Gary Von Sayoc, who was in Elephant's Memory, and Bob Gruen, their photographer, Dick Cavett, who got to interview them on the show. And they've all sent special messages, and it's so great that that's all part of what people can enjoy on October 9th. Information is at www.rememberlennon.com, and it's got ticket information on everything people need to know.
Rememberlennon.com, and can we stay connected with you on social media, Charles, or do you have a Facebook page or an Instagram page?
Of course. I'm on Instagram at my name, Charles Rosenay, Facebook, Charles F. Rosenay, and Facebook, Remember Lennon.
Remember Lennon on Facebook and rememberlennon.com. We've been speaking with Charles Rosenay from Liverpool Productions. Best of luck with your Remember Lennon Imagine 80 event. It sounds fabulous.
Thank you so much. Great questions. I'm so glad I got to answer them and be on your show. This was a pleasure.